Welcome to the Transitions Daily podcast. Transitions Daily is an online recovery group that offers a daily distribution of popular recovery resources accompanied by a secret Facebook group for discussion. We hope you enjoy today's readings.
This is Transitions Daily for March 10th, read by Kurt L. from Albuquerque, New Mexico, USA. AA thoughts for the day. Life on life's terms. For years, I was sure the worst thing that could happen to a nice guy like me would be that I would turn out to be an alcoholic. Today, I find it's the best thing that has ever happened to me. This proves I don't know what's good for me. And if I don't know what's good for me, then I don't know what's good or bad for you or for anyone. So I'm better off if I don't give advice, don't figure I know what's best, and just accept life on life's terms. As it is today, especially my own life, as it actually is. Before AA, I judged myself by my intentions, while the world was judging me by my actions. Alcoholics Anonymous, page 449-450. Thought to consider. I am liberated from dreaming the impossible dream and free, finally, to start living the possible dream. Acronyms. DOES. Desperately using everything but sobriety. Just for today. Agnostics. From We Agnostics. Some of us have been violently anti-religious. To others, the word God brought up a particular idea of him with which someone had tried to impress them during childhood. With that rejection, we imagined we had abandoned the God idea entirely. We were bothered with the thought that faith and dependence upon a power beyond ourselves was somewhat weak, even cowardly. We look upon this world of warring individuals, warring theological systems, and inexplicable calamity with deep skepticism. How could a supreme being have anything to do with it all? And who could comprehend a supreme being anyhow? Yet in other moments, we found ourselves thinking, when enchanted by a starlit night, who then made all this? There was a feeling of awe and wonder, but it was fleeting and soon lost. Yes, we of agnostic temperament have had these thoughts and experiences. We found that as soon as we were able to lay aside prejudice and express even a willingness to believe in a power greater than ourselves, we commenced to get results, even though it was impossible for any of us to fully define or comprehend that power, which is God. Alcoholics Anonymous, pages 45-46. Daily Reflections. Today it's my choice. We invariably find that at some time in the past we have made decisions based on self which later placed us in a position to be hurt. Alcoholics Anonymous, page 62. With the realization and acceptance that I had played a part in the way my life had turned out, came a dramatic change in my outlook. It was at this point that the AA program began to work for me. In the past, I had always blamed others, either God or other people, for my circumstances. I never felt that I had a choice in altering my life. My decisions had been based on fear, pride, or ego. As a result, those decisions led me down a path of self-destruction. Today, I try to allow my God to guide me on the road to sanity. I am responsible for my action or inaction, whatever the consequences may be. As Bill sees it, giving without demand. Watch any AA of 6 months working with the 12-step prospect. If the newcomer says, "To the devil with you," the 12th-stepper only smiles and finds another alcoholic to help. He doesn't feel frustrated or rejected. If his next drunk responds and in turn starts to give love and attention to other sufferers, yet gives none back to him, the sponsor is happy about it anyway. He still doesn't feel rejected. Instead, he rejoices that his former prospect is sober and happy, and he well knows that his own life has been made richer as an extra dividend of giving to another without any demand for a return. Grapevine, January 1958. Big Book Quote. Try to remember that God has wrought miracles among us. We should never belittle a good doctor or psychiatrist. Their services are often indispensable in treating a newcomer and in following his case afterward. Alcoholics Anonymous, The Family Afterward, page 133. 24 hours a day. AA thought for the day. We also strengthen our faith by working with other alcoholics and finding that we can do nothing ourselves to help them, except to tell them our own story of how we found the way out. If the other person is helped, it's by the grace of God and not by what we do or say. Our own faith is strengthened when we see another alcoholic find sobriety by turning to God. And finally, we strengthen our faith by having quiet times every morning. Do we ask God in this quiet time for the strength to stay sober this day? Meditation for the day. My five senses are my means of communication with the material world. They are the links between my physical life and the material manifestations around me. But I must sever all connections with the material world when I wish to hold communion with the great spirit of the universe. I have to hush my mind and bid all my senses be still before I can become attuned to receive the music of the heavenly spheres. Prayer for the day. I pray that I may get my spirit in tune with the spirit of the universe. I pray that through faith and communion with him, I may receive the strength I need. Hazelden Foundation, P.O. Box 176, Center City, Minnesota, 55012. This is Kurt. I'm an alcoholic.
We hope you enjoy today's readings. You can also receive Transitions Daily via email and discuss today's readings in our secret Facebook group. So for more information, go to dailyaaemails.com today.
Other than the 24 hours a day reading, unless otherwise specified, all quotes copyright Alcoholics Anonymous World Services, Inc., 1952 through 2001.